This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Hiring more and better trained and paid classroom aides and more mental health support are several ways teachers say Colorado should use federal stimulus dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Bundeen has more.
State education officials are soliciting input from principals, students, parents, and teachers over the next couple of weeks on how to spend $132 million in federal stimulus money. Fifth grade teacher Tracy Privatera says that during the pandemic, her classes only had 20 students and that students showed more progress than typical.
That has never happened in my 20-something years of teaching.
Teachers asked education officials if AmeriCorps volunteers could co-teach in classrooms. They also want more before and after school support for students to regain lost social skills. The challenge, officials say, is finding the workforce to do all of it. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
Aspen may require people to compost their food and developers to divert construction materials from the local landfill. The Aspen Times reports the city council will consider the waste reduction mandates at a work session tonight. They'll further discuss the proposal later this month at an annual retreat. The city's efforts are part of an 8-year plan to reduce greenhouse gases as part of a worldwide effort by local governments. In Metro Denver, chances for thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight, highs in the lower 80s. For Grand Junction, a forecast high of 99. This is CPR News and KRCC.